I do see the conflict with Gucci Mane going to speak to kids, but
my kid would have stayed home that day, straight up.
But I think it's still a good thing that he's doing though. Because at least he's, depending on you the, and obviously he has to have a positive message, right, to these kids. Don't judge.
I'm not.
If he's going to speak to kids, he's not going to go in there talking about, you know, go put a tattoo on your face and shit like that. He's going to probably say, yo, kids, you need to do X, Y, and Z and blah, 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 blah.
But that's like a positive speaker coming and saying, hey, don't do drugs, you know, just stay clean, da, da, and then you up in there. Right. They're just going crazy. Right. They seeing you on TV or in the music video going crazy.
And I,
what's up with that?
And I see where you're coming from, but at the same time, there's the music and the art, and then there's the where you can separate that out.
Put yourself in a kid's.
No, I agree with Ken.
No, I agree with Ken too from an adult standpoint. Yeah, put yourself in the mind of a child.
Oh, you had
that
the age,
that
yeah.
speech. Is gonna last for the duration of that speech. And then after this, you're gonna go right back to listening to his music. Now, which one are you gonna remember more? The speech where he said, stay in school, don't do drugs? Or are you gonna remember his albums where he's saying, fuck school, do drugs?
But at least you have something to conflict at that point.
You feel what I'm saying? You have some goodwill.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
come on, man.
I'm just saying, at least you do have that.
You do have that, but that only lasts for a very short period of time.
People will judge him.
His albums are eternal.
Spice One would have came and talked in my school. I would have been like, okay, yeah, cool. Spice One, yeah, right. Stay in school. The trick it got, no heart. Running on the crack house.
But Spice
the crack house. Walk past crack house school and shit.
But then Spice One just tell you that that's just music. Don't take it as fact.
But you're a child, Ken.
As a kid.
You're a kid.
But it helps, though. But it helps. It helps.
But as a kid, I'm going to be amazed. But after that, I'm going right back to bumping the music.
I'd rather put him in making an attempt trying to do the right thing and not doing anything at all.
I mean, no. I do agree with you with that. Something is better than nothing. But at the same time, you're not really helping situations because all you're doing is you're giving an hour-long speech, but your albums are still there.
Yep.
And as a child, I'm going to remember your music before I remember
that
speech.
What you spoke with.
Yeah.
It was definitely
your urban kids. Let's assume it was urban kids, and then that's when it messed up.
Okay, so let's assume that Gucci was talking to urban kids. If you're talking to urban kids that see drug dealers every day, that see crack houses every day, that see people getting shot at every day, then you hear that shit in the music of a man that's in front of your class with an ice cream cone on his face. Now, not clowning, I'm just saying. But this is a man that's in front of your class with an ice cream cone on his face, and his music talks about all these things that you see, and then he's telling you, oh, that's not reality. I'm just making entertainment. You really think that, I'm not even gonna say a 6-year-old, I'm talking about a 13-year-old. You really think a 13-year-old is gonna look at Gucci and say, you know what, Gucci's telling the truth? No, they're gonna say, no, he's really in that life, but he has to do this for some reason. Or he's posturing to us because we're kids. They're not gonna believe him.
So what's the difference between like an inmate coming to school talking to kids?
A what?
An inmate coming to school talking to kids.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how the guys in prison come to school talk to kids? Y'all never had
An inmate?
I mean, not inmate, but like, you know,
like an ex-con.
Right, yeah, just
because
an ex-con.
It's an ex. The con is not currently, or you can assume he is, but you don't know for a fact.
Right.
Now, if the con was going around the town and telling everybody that he's shooting people still, and then comes to your school and says, don't murder people, it's the same fucking thing.
But no, that's the same situation with the rappers. They said, you know,
exactly.
Jay-Z said, you know, this is what I did to get to this point. You don't have to do what I did.
That's what they're coming. That's the message that they're saying.
But is Jay-Z still different. Talking about that?
Yeah, exactly. Jay-Z's
He's
different.
Not.
He's not a good, because that's what came through my head. And I'm like, Jay-Z doesn't apply in this situation. Because Jay-Z has completely left that alone. He doesn't rap about that anymore.
And you can look at that and you can tell he ain't really about that life no
Blueprint
more.
Yeah.
But look at Gucci.
Jay-Z.
These kids are not as dumb as it sounds like some people are giving or you know, are making them out to be. You can look at the situation and you can say, oh, Gucci's saying I don't do this stuff anymore, but then how long ago did he kill somebody? That was what, 2-3 years ago, right?
Did he?
Was it even sooner than that?
Attempted murder?
Yeah,
something like that.
Come on.
And then the thing with the chick that he pushed her out the car. Like, he lives.
He still does these things.
Yeah. Do the kids actually know that, though?
Yeah. I mean, it's public knowledge.
It's public knowledge. These kids know this shit. Right. So you can't tell me that he's helping situations by doing all this stuff in real life.
Why can't they just look at him like a hypocrite then?
They will. That's the point,
bro.
That's the point. They will look at him as a hypocrite.
It all depends on, again, it all depends on who you're speaking to, because, like what you were saying, little, if you're talking to like second, third graders, they're not gonna think like that. They're not. They probably don't even know what the fuck they mean.
It goes back to Mike.
You know what I'm saying?
They're gonna say, "Oh, he doesn't do that. Oh, cool." Right. And the song comes back on. Oh, he does do that.
Right.
As that 7 year old gets older, you know, does his mentality change at all, or do you think that he stays in that same?
It all goes back to what B was saying, because then it comes down to parenting,
right?
Because if your kid comes home from school and it's like, "Oh, we met Gucci Man today." Mm-hmm. And you're like, "Oh shit, you're gonna fuck his pants," because he said it. He's like, "I'll leave my kid at home."
I definitely would have left my kid.
You know what I'm saying? But if your kid just comes home and it's like, "Oh shit, you know, we met Gucci Man at school today," what are you gonna say? What did he talk about?
That's exactly my first thing.
What did he talk about?
What did he tell you?
He talked about how he only makes this music for entertainment.
Right.
I'm gonna tell my kid, "Okay, cool, you should believe that." But first of all, my kid wouldn't be listening to Gucci Man anyway. But like this all goes, like M said, you know, don't blame me because little Eric jumped off the terrace.
Right.
You should have been watching him. Apparently you ain't parents.
Right.
That's
gonna
precisely
blame him anyway.
Huh?
But they're gonna blame him anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. That goes back to B's point. You can't blame somebody else for doing something when you as an adult should have been paying attention. I would have known prior that Gucci Mane was coming to speak at school.
Yep.
My kid would not have been in that room.
Oh,
because the last thing I want my kid seeing is, first of all, I don't want my kid seeing a dude walking in school with an ice cream cone tattooed on his face.
They don't need to see him at school.
They can see him when I have no control over it.
And the thing is,
even if I am, but it's Gucci Mane. I don't need Gucci Mane coming to tell my kid shit.
All right, 50 Cent, take Gucci Mane.
At the end of the day, if a random fucking, if he goes to the school and a random kid doesn't know who he is, he's automatically going to be like, "Okay, well, he's a celebrity. This is what he looks like. He's telling me to do this," but he's already going to be like a role model to them. So they're going to follow that.
But I like the point that you made, like the fact that they came to school and they're going to come back to home telling the parents, like, "Oh, well, we met Gucci Man today. Yo, what did he talk about? Oh, he talked about this." Well, yeah, that's what you need. Like, the stuff you hear on the radio, that's not necessarily
it's a coaching tip.
It gives you an opportunity to open up that dialogue with your child.
Or you can do it anyway. If you're a parent, you should already be doing
it. You can.
Right? It does not take Gucci Mane to bring that shit up.
And I'm not saying that it does.
Right.
But what it does do is validate and give you an extra, what you've been saying. This is what I've been telling you. It is entertainment, and it is that. So he came to your school and said that. So now you can just,
But then that makes you look stupid because then your kid goes and sees Gucci Mane throwing people out of a car and killing people, and then they come back and they say, "But daddy, I thought you said that it was just entertainment, but he just killed somebody."
When do you see that though?
It's on the news, or maybe he goes to school and one of his friends tells him. Oh, did you hear that Gucci Mane threw somebody out of the car last week?
That could be anyone.
That's the whole point, Rod. You're saying that opens up dialogue. I'm gonna keep cutting you off, B, but I'm saying you keep saying that's gonna open up dialogue, but at the same time, this little kid's gonna come back to you and go off what you said. "Yeah, son, Gucci Mane is telling the truth. That is just entertainment. He doesn't really do that." But then he goes and hears from one of his friends that Gucci Mane just shot somebody.
Right.
Then he's coming back to you and be like, "Daddy, you told me that wasn't true."
Right. And then it goes back to B.
Right.
With the parenting.
Exactly. There you go.
Right. So it's like, okay, say you talk to that, if they, your kids say, "Hey, I Gucci Mane," and then you tell them, "Yeah, that's the difference, blase.
Right.
They still do that. Or whatever. Who do you blame?
And my thing is even if he does do that after
who do you blame?
It's just entertainment. Well, I would tell him, "Well, you don't need to be doing that shit, period."
Who do you blame?
That's Gucci Mane. That's the lifestyle he lives. But that does give me an opportunity to open up that
dialogue. What you already said, though, Rob.
Yeah.
But it opens up dialogue.
It makes you sound bad because you first said that he doesn't do that. And then when Gucci Mane doesn't give you entertainment, you gotta take your words back.
Okay, if I had to take my words back, that's life. That's I mean, anybody could change who they are.
But do you feel some type of way but do with Chris Brown talking to your daughter at school about domestic violence?
I'm just being honest.
Fuck that.
Let him finish.
Would you be comfortable with that?
If he said himself that it was a mistake and all this, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And it was a mistake, and you know you shouldn't do that. Who better else is it to say that than Chris Brown?
You and hearing it from a celebrity, right, which at some point as kids they're gonna kind of look up to anyway.
Go back and be a Rihanna again.
But that's not my fault. But that's my thing. I can't control that. So yeah, if he proves me wrong, hey, whatever. I can't control that. That was him. So yeah, what you at the end of the day, just don't follow that.
That's why I'm not gonna back up any of that shit. I'd rather take my shit out of the situation.
I'm backing up the words that they said at the place.
Exactly, but those words, you end up eating them, Rod.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I'm not saying that's exactly what I say. Yeah, he said that, but you know, he may go out and do it again. Who knows? But I can just add that into my conversation. All I'm saying is that as dialogue.
But that's Chris Brown. I'm going back to Gucci. Gucci is still currently doing these things.
Is he really currently doing it?
Yes. How long ago did he throw that chick out the car?
No, he just spoke to the kids last week, though.
Right.
And the situation that he brought up with.
And he just
went
on Breakfast Club talking about ain't nobody fucking with him because what? They gonna
be gone. How long ago was that?
That Breakfast Club was recent.
When did he go speak to the kids? I thought it was last week.
But the Breakfast Club interview was, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
No, I'm lying. It was longer than that. Maybe it wasn't that long. Maybe a month ago.
There was a couple
of times. Give me a timeline.
The kids last week or so.
Okay.
Yeah. The Breakfast Club interview was maybe a month ago.
It was about a couple, right, about 2-3 weeks before that. And then the whole incident was like a year before that.
Right. So what I'm saying is that him speaking to the kids, he could potentially address all of those situations and say, hey, you know what? I made a mistake, right? Because that's stuff that has occurred in his past. But since he has spoken to the kids, we have no record of Gucci Mane doing anything silly.
Yes, you do, because it was a month ago where he was saying that ain't nobody fucking with me.
I said after he spoke with the kids, not prior.
It doesn't matter because kids are going to go find that shit. And they're going to be like,
They already know the shit, Mike.
They might not, Ken.
Okay.
After he comes and speaks to them, they might go look this up and be like, wait a minute. Gucci told me today that he doesn't do this, but a month ago he was saying he did. So it's like, which one
Gucci
do I listen to?
Gucci may have said, this is what I have done, I don't do this anymore.
A month ago.
Doesn't matter. If Gucci went, it doesn't matter, dog. I'm not yelling yet. It's been a perfectly calm conversation. You stupid.
How would you feel, Rod, if your daughter, I don't know, you got a kid too, but how would you feel if Gucci Mane came to their school?
Okay.
And he said, he filled their heads up with all this shit that he wants people to, the kids to perceive him as. And then your kid says, I want to go to a Gucci Mane concert. What will you do?
Or I want to get a Gucci Mane album.
Right.
Because he sounds like a cool guy.
I'll be just telling the truth. Well, Gucci Mane doesn't necessarily make that type of music.
Well, why does he make that kind of music, Daddy? But he's such a good guy.
I'll become a parent.
So then you're conflicting your child because Gucci Mane himself just told your kids that he lives this life, that he wants them to do this, that, and the other, but then you won't let him.
So you saying he basically lied? He came there and lied.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll say it.
But yeah. I'm saying, but how you know this dude went there and lied? Yeah. I'm not saying
because
there's no way
that, that's a hypothetical.
All I can do is base it on what I know of Gucci. That's all any of us can do. So why should I give him the benefit of the doubt? I don't know him.
How many appearances? To little kids or motivational guy went to school with a positive message.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
You seriously don't think this dude is capable of talking about a positive message?
No. Michael Jordan would serve as a positive message for me and my kids.
Oh, shit.
Chronic gambling addiction.
Right. I mean, what the fuck?
Jordan doesn't get in trouble for this shit. He got the money for it.
He can gamble all he wants.
Exactly. Gucci got the money for it, too.
And if my kid wants to make a bunch of money and gamble, do it. But I don't want you in the street tattooing an ice cream cone on your face and killing people.
Right.
I really don't follow what you guys are saying.
I don't think it's that.
Look, here's the thing, man. At least what I'm taking from this, Gucci is still going to be Gucci, and Gucci is still going to do a whole bunch of this fucked up shit.
Right.
Right? Because he hasn't stopped. He's done fucked up shit. He's gotten in trouble for it. He's done his time, and he's back to it, right?
Not since the speech.
That was a week ago, Kim.
It does matter.
Give him time.
Wait, hold on. I have not really said anything in this conversation. Let me get my shit out.
I want to say something too after you say your shit.
Look. As a role model, I have to agree with Mike. I don't want a guy that lives this way and then talks that way, and then he's always that way. That's, you see what I'm saying? That's not bullshit.
I'm going to tell you why it's some bullshit.
I'm going to tell you why it's some bullshit.
Because, like, I grew up around dope dealers, killers, mm-hmm. in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And they always came to us talking about, look, I do this type of stuff. You don't need to do this, then the third. That's exactly what he's doing in the school. It's the same shit.
No, my dad was a dope dealer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So, what? Okay, go keep going.
No, because I saw that other side of life.
All right.
And I made a decision from an early age. I'm not going that route.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I had like, my mom told me a lot of things that I wasn't supposed to know at that age. You know what I'm saying? So, I kind of knew the game. Like, I knew, yo, I can't fuck with this. You know what I'm saying? But that was my father. Okay. And that's different. But he never, outside of making money, he never had those type of conflicts. Or at least he did not bring that to the household where I saw that. The images that I know of my father outside of what he did to make money were positive.
Okay. So you're but you still knew he did it, though.
But he's saying he wasn't flaunting it in his face the way Gucci is.
Exactly.
And to your point, Rod, the reason it's not some bullshit is because, yeah, fine, you grew up around drug dealers and they told you don't do this. That worked for you, Rod. That doesn't work for everybody. Some kid will see that, and even though he's saying, yes, I deal drugs, I kill people, but you shouldn't do this, they're gonna be like, well, fuck that. What you're doing got you that ride. What you did got you the respect in the street. I'm doing what you did no matter what the fuck you said. So it's not some bullshit. It helped somebody, but it fucked somebody else.
Okay, but if nobody's talking about it, that could fuck people up too.
Right.
Because now you left thinking, coming up with your own idea.
You know what? What we need is a different type of role model coming to the school and speaking. I don't need Gucci.
So you don't
think,
would you feel some type of way with Jay-Z?
All I'm saying is that, no, I'd be fine with Jay-Z coming to speak to... I'd be fine with 50, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what. Well, actually, no, I wouldn't be fine with 50. I take that back. I wouldn't be fine with 50. I don't know if I'd be fine with T.I. either.
Why
is that crazy, Rob?
Why you don't want people that's actually in the game and
who can speak from experience?
Because they sound like hypocrites. I don't need
them
doing that.
I don't want somebody. I'm not gonna relate to somebody that I don't think that's not doing it. I'm like, this dude don't know what the fuck he's talking about. This is boring. But if I see somebody like,
but you're gonna say, oh, but this guy's coming here and he raps about killing people, but he tells you don't do it. So therefore, I'm gonna listen.
So you rather have T.I. come to your school to talk to your daughter versus a doctor, a local doctor?
No, I'm not saying that. No. Come on now, I'm not saying that.
But that's not what you're saying though, Rod.
Yeah,
I can't relate to that person. No. That's what you said.
No, I'm just saying that's from a different perspective. That's a doctor. The doctor's gonna talk about what he knows about, right?
Right.
So that's fine. That's perfectly fine. A rapper's gonna talk about what he knows about. A killer's gonna talk about what he knows about. So I'm fine with that person talking about what they know about. No, I don't want a doctor coming telling me, no, you shouldn't listen to rap music and all that. I want a rapper to come tell me that.
That's not what I was saying, Rod.
No, I'm just asking his question.
No, but I'm saying you shot down what I said. I said I would rather a different type of role model come speak to my kids. And you said, I wouldn't want that because I can't relate to that person.
Listen,
that's what you said.
You misunderstood what I said. I was saying that I don't want. That's why I was asking you to clarify.
It.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that basically everything I just said. I don't want a doctor coming telling me about a killer. I don't want unless he's you know what I'm saying.
But nobody was saying that, Rod.
They can't escape the reality of a 50 Cent or a Gucci Man, period.
Period.
Of course
not. But at the end of the day, they're still listening. They still know what's going on. They're still going to watch the videos. So if Gucci Man is going, if Gucci Man or 50 Cent or Plug In, whoever you want to say, want to go in there and say, hey, this is the...
But you know what? But that goes beyond that because that school should not allow that type of a Gucci Man. Like there's certain. No, it's not. Look.
Because parenting and schooling sometimes they go hand in fucking hand.
Exactly. You have to look, man. To raise a child, it takes a tribe. You know what I'm saying? It takes a tribe. It takes the school. It takes the principal. It takes the teacher. It takes the parent. It takes the friends. It takes the parents that of those friends. Yo, it takes everybody to raise a kid the right way. And as the responsibility of that school, it is up to them to bring in role models that have a positive message.
It's
and also
Gucci's
wait,
not a role model, dog.
Wait,
what do you mean? Gucci is a role model?
I'm asking.
You about to shoot your point down, Ken.
Exactly.
You might want to evaluate that one, bro.
To bring in role models that kids should be like and emulate. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't hip-hop artists that shouldn't be there. I'm not saying this kind of all of hip-hop. No. Because there are great role models in hip-hop. Definitely. What I'm saying is Gucci is not one of them. I don't necessarily...
But X-Con isn't a role model either.
It is. Who?
X-Con isn't a role model either.
No, I understand that. But that serves a different purpose. And it depends on how he's living at the same time. Because he's incarcerated now. He's not up to the same stuff. He's doing time. So if you did what he did, now you're going to be in here for 75 years, bro. For your whole life.
All I'm saying is that's not a role model, though.
I'm not calling that person a role model.
Portraying him as a role model by bringing him in and speaking to him.
The school's bringing in fucking real life experience. The fact of the matter is, Gucci is a celebrity, man.
What type of real life experience is Gucci talking about, bro?
His life that he lived.
What does that entail?
What does that entail?
Why are you not answering the question?
No. Are you trying to tell me that that shit is?
So calm down.
Are you trying to tell me that shit is not reality? Are you trying to tell me that what Gucci has done is not reality?
Look,
and that in their lifetime,
that's his reality.
But what I'm asking you is that, with Gucci coming into school or without Gucci coming into school, is there a way for them not to be exposed to that?
What's the difference of the school getting a local dope boy to come in and talk to these kids? What's the difference?
To the local dope.
Why not?
I did.
Why not?
Exactly.
Why not?
No. He's not saying. I see. I see where he's going. I think you're digging a hole that's not gonna really. You're not gonna be able to get out of.
Gucci.
You should really think before you go.
Because you're talking real life experience. Honestly, to hear Gucci's story, I'd rather talk to a local dope boy to figure out what he's doing. Because Gucci is so far removed from that. He just has the paper. He's like, hey, go handle this.
Exactly.
And then, you know, it's Gucci did it. Yeah, it's a different life,
Jeezy,
bro.
Look at the Jeezy and Gucci situation. They wasn't doing it. They had their goons go do it.
It is the responsibility of the parents. And I understand that sometimes the parents aren't there. But when the parents aren't there and the kid is at school, Gucci man should be coming to that school.
And those kids are talking to the fucking local drug dealer, dog.
But I'm not saying that. I will. Think about this. If you're talking about an urban community, a lot of times, anyone that grew up in an urban community can answer this question. Who were you looking up to when you were in that urban, poor, broke-down community?
Had money.
Exactly. Who had the money? Thank you. So those were your role models.
Chicago.
Your role models were pimps and drug dealers and gangbangers. When you're that poor, you weren't looking up to Bill Cosby. You were looking up to Eazy-E.